What's going on, y'all? This is Mike Brown, and we are back with the new season. I guess this is a new season. We completed 200 episodes, took about a 3-month break, and now we're back. I appreciate y'all so much for being on this journey with me. Whether you listening for the first time or you've been listening since the beginning, I appreciate y'all being here. I hope this podcast helps you within your journey. I'm excited to be back. I feel recharged, refueled, and ready to give y'all everything that I have. More guests, more letting go, and more connecting with the community. So I appreciate y'all so much for being my community. So we got a really dope episode in store for y'all. So check it out and enjoy the show. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Yes, it's me. Oh, shit. Yo, what up? This is Mike Brown, and this is The Art of Letting Go. It's been a while since I've done this. It's been a while, but I'm happy to be back. I've missed y'all, and I'm glad to reconnect. So I'm out here in New Jersey. I guess it would make sense to tell y'all how I ended up out here, because it's been a journey. It's been a journey. I know we took, what, a 3-month break. Last episode we did was in July, and I was listening back to it on my walk here while I was trying to find a location. And I've been listening back to some of my other old episodes and just hearing myself speak and manifest some of the things I wanted. I remember there was a time that I wanted to do this in the studio, and I had opportunities to do that. And being back outside with it almost feels nostalgic, because this used to be my place. Not necessarily New Jersey, but doing this outside was my place of podcasting. So I'm back outside. But yeah, so I took a break just because I was feeling exhausted. I have really been trying to push with the podcasting and being successful with it, and just really trying to understand how to sustain my life while creating. And it's been challenging, and my solution to that was to give up my apartment. I gave up my apartment in LA. I am no longer a Los Angeles or even a California resident. In fact, I don't have a residence right now. I'm not homeless. I always got my mama's house to go to. And also shout out to everybody else that's been sharing space with me and holding me down on places to stay and Airbnbs and shit. But I'm a nomad right now. And that feels good. I was listening back to the last episode and I was talking about my blonde era. And I guess I'm back in a blonde era. As y'all can probably tell, I am really excited to be doing this again. Let's see, where do I begin? So I gave up my apartment in July, and I didn't know what the journey entailed, but I set out on a road trip with my partner to Vancouver. And we took 2 months to travel up to Vancouver. We started in the desert and made our way to Phoenix, Sedona, Las Vegas, Lake Isabella, the Bay, Portland, Seattle, and Vancouver. So we stopped quite a few places, connected with a lot of people. And at every stage of the journey, I felt like I was releasing things. I took a break from social media just because being isolated for a while made me acknowledge how much it was affecting my mental. Social media is not real, y'all. And I know we know that, and I know we say that a lot, but it's not real. And it can make you feel like it is, like, you know, looking at people's pictures and shit that you don't talk to or see on a regular basis. It can make you feel connected, or people supporting or not supporting. And, you know, I was falling into the trap, and really it was more so of where I was at. I was in a place of feeling very raw, feeling very vulnerable. I had nowhere to go. And like I said, this shit has been hard. And I found myself, and fuck it, I'll keep it all the way real with y'all. Man, I unloaded on somebody on social media because I felt like I wasn't supported by them. And realizing, you know, after I did it, I felt bad. And I think it was more so, it had nothing to do with them. It was really about me just being upset that I didn't feel supported. And I also had to acknowledge that I didn't really feel connected to this person, and I was chasing a connection that really had insignificant value to my journey. And when I acknowledged that, I had to release that person. I had to take a break from social media, and being disconnected from the world in that way allowed me to put more energy into nurturing the connections that do fuel me, the people, the places, and the things that do fuel me, and really connecting with an updated version of what that looks like. Because we develop patterns, fuck myself, I develop patterns that hold me to a place. And I have been, shout out to Michael Singer and shout out to Bema, but I've been reading the book, The Surrender Experiment. And it really, before I even started reading the book, I was kind of just falling into this in my life of just like allowing life to be what it is and not holding on to what I think things are going to be, or like pre-predicting what life is going to be, like really just being so present in life that I just allow things to happen how they do. Even if I do feel like I know what the outcome is going to be, I don't. And living in that space of openness allows the magic of life to happen. So that is where I've really been at. And I've been trying to stay there, you know? I'm in New York, y'all. I just had to say that again. But I'm in New Jersey, but I've been back and forth. So after the road trip, and I'm going to give y'all more on the road trip right now. This is really just a recap. You know, when I haven't potted in a long time, my thoughts really be all over the place. But I love getting these streams of consciousness off to y'all, because once we do get back in the flow, we really flow. So I took this trip up to Vancouver, and I came back down. And so that was, yeah, I feel myself jumping all over the place. My thoughts is everywhere. But fuck it, we here. Oh shit. So I took this trip to Vancouver, came back down to Los Angeles, and my partner had to go back to New York to finish up an album, which will be out soon. And we'll probably do a podcast. No, we are for sure going to do a podcast on the journey and the album, because I'm releasing music today also. Well, when you get this, some music will be out. After you finish listening to this episode, make sure you take a minute in whatever streaming service you are listening to listen to my latest music project called Desert Thoughts. There's two versions of it. One is on SoundCloud. One is on all streaming services, featuring Yanni Blue, Eddie Wayne, DDM, and so much more. You guys will really enjoy it. It's like an inspirational piece that I needed some motivation while I was in the desert, so I wanted to share that with y'all. So take a listen to some of my deepest inner thoughts that I experienced while being in the desert on this nomadic journey. It's available now. Check it out. I feel like I'm starting all over, y'all. I'm not gonna lie to you. I feel like I'm starting all over with this shit. I'm no longer in therapy. And I feel okay. I feel okay. I have the tools to get me through life, and that feels good, but I am no longer in therapy. And I guess that's why we're back here, because life has been moving really fast. So when I got back to LA, I felt a little depressed, just because I felt so far removed from the city. LA, I lived there for 13 years and I had some great experiences, met a lot of really dope people, but I felt like my time there was done, and anything past what I did wouldn't have felt good to me, because it was already starting to feel like it was time to go, the closer and closer I got to taking on this nomadic journey. But I got back to LA, and I just felt no purpose in being there. But I sat in that because I had to wait for that yoga dude to ride with me to Houston. We rode to Houston and took a trip together, and it was beautiful because we talk regularly, but to share such an intimate space with somebody I'm so close to, it felt cool to just experience where we at today. I got to catch up with friends along the way. We stopped in Tucson. We stopped in El Paso. El Paso was really dope. Shout out to El Paso. We stopped in Austin, and I got to connect with who I consider one of my biggest creative inspirations, E-Rev, and hopefully one day I can get him on the podcast. But it was nice to catch up with him and just share space, share where we at. And I made it to Houston. Stayed in Houston for a couple of weeks. That felt like graduating from college and going back home. I knew I couldn't stay there long, and not for any other reason, just like the journey had to keep moving. So after that, I landed back in LA. But this time I was in LA for work. Well, I guess maybe not work. We'll call it a retreat, maybe. But I was there for the Black Queer Creative Summit that GLAAD hosted. And it was one of the most beautiful experiences I've ever had presently. It felt like my experience of attending a HBCU. I can't say enough how important it is to have safe spaces for Black queer people that only hold Black queer people. I felt that when I went to Atlanta. You know, I've been listening back to some of my old episodes, and when I was in Atlanta, it helped me release a lot of that aggression that I felt around being Black and gay, and navigating where I was at in my life. And it gave me a sense of pride to be in Atlanta and going to this summit. It gave me a lot of pride in being myself, you know, to be in a space of, you know, I always say
Black queer people, we are not a monolith. And seeing that in real life and being that in real life, like seeing a full spectrum of beautiful Black queer people just shining and glowing, I felt blessed to be a part of that. And I didn't take that for granted. And I wanted to make sure, I was very conscious of wanting to insert myself in that space. And really what that looked like for me was just being present. You know, I wasn't going out of my way to stand out, because I didn't want to perform. I didn't feel the need to perform. I felt the desire to just be me, and I did that, and I felt like it was beneficial for me. I really do.
It's James Woods, aka That Yoga Dude, with Feel Free to Feel Free. Insert rest, self-care, managing your energy, managing your resources right here. It's always the perfect time to slow down, relax, refocus, readjust. Take the nap. Take the walk. Drink the water. And of course, take the deep breath. Tap back in. And restart. Let's take a deep breath here. And restart all you need to continue with the rest of your day. As always, feel free to feel free. And namaste. Peace.
I feel so confident right now, y'all. I can't even front. I've been a nomad for 3 months. I went into this journey scared. I ain't gonna lie to you. I didn't know how this was gonna work out. I didn't know where I was gonna end up. I was hoping I'd have to move back to Houston. And so far, none of my fears have came true, and I've really had to release them. I've had to release all fear to the universe and really just live open to whatever life has for me. And it's been uncomfortable because I'm not used to living that way. You know, and it's funny because a lot of people tell me they see me as fearless. And I guess at this stage in my journey, I do see that as well. So I'm owning being fearless. I'm owning being confident. And again, this trip, this journey has been providing me with so much clarity and so much consciousness of what I want to do and being out here on the East Coast. So again, after LA, my journey brought me to the East Coast. I've been in between Brooklyn and New Jersey, and it's fast out here, y'all. How's it going? It's fast out here. I definitely am not used to the pace, but I'm adapting and I'm having fun. I have been connecting with a lot of people since I've been out here. I have been working on music. I have been just feeling super inspired. Like, New York feels like a manifestation vortex. You know, a lot of the things that I've been saying I wanted and been wanting to do have been coming to fruition, and I'm embracing it. And I don't know how long I'm gonna be here, but I am going to stay present in the opportunity of being here. And I really do appreciate y'all staying tapped into me and my journey and just always pouring into me. You know, I know that I say this shit feels hard, but I also don't see myself living my life any other way. I don't see myself living without creating. So I appreciate y'all, for real, for real. And with that being said, I am producing some other podcasts. I'm going to continue to do The Art of Letting Go, but in between, y'all going to get some of the other shows that I'm workshopping. I'm working on a show with that yoga dude who does the meditations on the show called Feel Free to Feel Free. It is going to be a show about tools. Not tools to build shit, but tools to build yourself, to really support you and all of us in our journeys. James is somebody that I've learned so much from in my journey, and he is always putting himself out there to gain more tools, and it feels like a good time for him to share how he has gotten to where he is and how he is getting to where he's going. So that is one of the shows that we are working on. I'm also working on a show. So since I've been traveling, I've been recording a podcast with my partner. It is called Ask Me in a Year, and it is really a documentary of our journey. And it is a show about Black queer love, self-love, being artists, being friends, being in community, finding clarity, and collaboration. I know that's a lot. I know that's a lot, but it's going to be a good show. Y'all going to really love it. Because with that one, we have some music coming out. We have a documentary that we're working on. And we are also, well, I started working on a book, but I'll say we, because we both have been taking a lot of pictures. So we're working on a book. So we've been collaborating on a whole lot. So I'm looking forward to sharing that with y'all. And the last show I am working on is called The Art of Letting Grow. It's an extension of The Art of Letting Go, but it will be more of a conversation series with guests. The Art of Letting Go is still going to be my journey, along with, you know, some of my close personal relationships. But The Art of Letting Grow, I want to just have conversations with people that I want to learn from and that I'm inspired by. You know, I'm definitely manifesting, grabbing some bigger names for that. But all of it's going to come through The Art of Letting Go. So you won't miss out on these shows. You'll hear all these shows on The Art of Letting Go. And when it feels like y'all want it to be its own separate show, we'll create that. But for now, like I said, I'm going to be workshopping everything here. And just continuing to grow, continuing to be better. In that place, I know I've talked about it a lot, of not wanting to work alone, but I feel ready to do the work, to put in the effort, to create the opportunity for other people to work with me and to grow this. I feel in a place to grow this. I'm all, like I said, also releasing a book. I forgot to give the name of the book. The book is called You Can Do It Too, like the Pharrell song. It should probably be available around February, March. I'll keep y'all updated on that. But I visited so many places that spoke to me. And when I was younger, I didn't really appreciate travel as much as I do now. Because I was scared. And everything I'm doing right now is what that younger version of myself needed. Everything that I'm putting out in the world, I know there is a version of me somewhere out there that will find this, and it will help them and inspire them on their journey so that they can inspire others as well. So, you know, we out here. If y'all on the East Coast, let's connect. Y'all on the East Coast, let's connect. I'm trying to make my way to Philly, DC, Atlanta, Virginia, Baltimore, North Carolina, everywhere. Miami, trying to end the world I'm trying to end the world in Miami. No, I'm trying to end the year. I'm trying to end the year in Miami. Man, this episode might be one of the roughest that I've done in a while, but like I said, I needed this, and I'm glad that y'all are here with me to listen and yeah, just stay inspired on this journey with me. So thank y'all for listening. This is Mike Brown, and this is The Art of Letting Go. And we back, baby. Peace. Thank y'all for tuning into this week's episode of The Art of Letting Go. If you like what you heard, please be sure to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to the podcast. Also, rate it, review it. Let everybody know what you think. Let me know what you think. I love to hear from y'all, so please reach out. You know, we on all social media, on Twitter as Podcast Poppy, The Art of Letting Go Podcast on all other social medias. Also, subscribe to the Patreon. I'm giving a lot of exclusive content there. Subscribe to the mailing list. It has become my new written journal, so I would love for y'all to just read more of my inner thoughts and let's create dialogue there as well. I'm taking less time on social media and trying to connect directly with y'all. So, you know, Patreon, newsletter, new merch coming soon. And that's all I got for y'all. I appreciate y'all so much for being here. And this is The Art of Letting Go.